Well, good afternoon, audio boots. Adrian at Turbo Stream. So, Saturday, the 31st of May, 2014. And I went for a urban wander. One of the local parks. It's not really local to where I exactly live, but it's been a long while since I've been in this one. It's called Sennesley's Park. It's a lot bigger than I remember it to be. Just walking down one of the urban paths, there's a little stream to my left. It reminds me a bit of the one in Bathgate, vaguely. But it's about 20 times the size. I'm in the Bartley Green area of Birmingham. I've been listening to a few boos this week. I've been largely silent since about Tuesday. I think I've had post-holiday blues. Work's going in the way, and I kind of spammed audio boo last week with all the recordings I did on the holiday, so I thought I'd have a bit of a rest. So yeah, so walking through this park reminds me of, well, not haircuts, but the last time I was here was probably the time that McColgan was referring to his haircuts. We had a barber like that. I think he was Italian, down in the Celia village. He always used to spray the hair with like a spray bottle of water, so you'd almost be having a wash. And then, of course, you'd clip your hair, and then the razor on the back of the neck, and your head would shove forward to do the back of your neck. Yeah, so, we had a barber like that. But since I was about 16, I've had my hair cut by the same woman. She's a mobile hairdresser. She used to come to a neighbour of my mum's years ago. They've long since moved away. And she now comes all the way from Malvern. She's got like a mobile hair round. She does it a couple of days a week. And she comes every 4 weeks and chops it at my mum's house. Does my mum as well. Yeah, so that's haircuts. There's some lovely trees to cut in this park. Quite a mature park. I'd say it's one of the bigger ones in Birmingham, I think. Just by some football pitches. Quite a grey day though. Yeah, then we're talking about beer. And that beer that's all one word. Currently having a bottle of McColgan and a few other people get it. I did an audio boo on it, a rat ass boo. And I'll be honest, I wasn't quite sure about it the first few sips of it. But when I needed the end of the glass, it was nice. And I couldn't quite place the taste. So maybe I was trying too hard to try and find the flavour that wasn't there. So I'm coming to the end of the path now. So as I'm on an urban wander, I might turn this into a bit of an audio travelogue. We'll see how it goes. So I might come back. A bit further up the path, I think. Yeah, we'll do that. So we've made it now to Woodgate Valley Country Park. Somewhere I've driven past thousands of times. I've never ever come walking there. I've got the Royal M5 in the background to my left. I'm just looking at acres and acres of yellow flowers. I'm not sure what flowers they are, they're buttercups, but bigger. Just shows you what's on your doorstep. It's fantastic. A bit like the park in Carlisle, where all one word and Dean and I walked. Just a carpet of yellow flowers, fantastic. Urban Oasis. Typical urban path lock on a hogging with grits on top. I'll be honest, apart from the roar of the M5, I wouldn't know you in Birmingham. I can see I need to do this route in the week when there's nothing about. It's a Saturday afternoon, so there's a few people milling about. I used to play in the fields at the eastern end of the country park when I was a child. Remember, my mate used to go around my mate's house, and he lived literally over the road from where it used. But since then, they built a new cage right through where we used to play. This is fantastic. What urban travelogue wouldn't be complete without some birdsong? Just on a bridleway coming through the park. Got muddy underfoot. A lot of rain recently. Yeah, I can see me coming here again. An urban stroll. Probably midweek though. Might have even said that, this little bit. It's particularly busy, I haven't seen the salt for 2 or 3 minutes. Maybe it's muddy. That's one advantage of wearing boots. Oh yeah, it's a little field. Again, there's more of these yellow flowers. I'm not sure it isn't, it's a Vonette. I can see this from the eye, as far as I can see now. Is it corn cock or something? What a fantastic sight. Yeah. I think I'll take a picture of that as the bill art for this. Always a bit of pink there, I'll try and get a bit of pink as well. Yeah, so I think from Woodgate Valley, Urban Country Park, in South East Birmingham, we'll call it quits on that one. And I'll keep on walking and enjoying the peace and quiet.